Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block. Earth's oceans have cooled slightly since 2003 in what some scientists describe as a speed bump in the process of global warming.
Josh Willis of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory studied over a million temperature profiles, or graphical representations of ocean temperatures, in the upper one-fifth of the world's oceans. He found that from 1993 until 2003, the oceans warmed.
But for the past couple of years, the oceans have cooled slightly by a tiny fraction of 1%. Earth and Sky asked Dr. Willis what to make of the recent ocean cooling.
The trend over the past 50 years is definitely toward warming. But I think it means that we still have a lot to learn about the climate, and the scientific consensus on global warming may be true, but it doesn't mean that the problem's finished and we've learned everything we need to know.
Cooler water takes up less volume, and Willis told Earth and Sky that he expected to see a drop in sea level due to the recent slight ocean cooling.
But in fact, that hasn't occurred. Sea level has continued to go up. And what we infer is that this means there's been an acceleration in the amount of melting and freshwater input in that part of the contribution to sea level rise.
Our thanks today to NASA. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.